But now a very unusual orchestra, because all their instruments are made out of rubbish. The young players of the Recycled Instruments Orchestra come from a slum district of the Paraguayan capital, Asunción, where most of the community works on the local rubbish dump. They couldn't afford proper instruments, so they improvised with material they found on the dump. And now the orchestra, which is nicknamed the Landfill Harmonic, is getting an international reputation. Our reporter Ed Stocker went to meet them.
The rich, deep sound of Beethoven played on a cello echoes around the Bañera Sur, a shanty town on the southern fringes of the Paraguayan capital. As surprising as it is to hear classical music here, Latino reggaeton and cumbia normally dominate, the instrument is the greatest intrigue. It's made from a giant yellow and rather dented drum can that used to contain industrial oil.
As well as the drum can, the instrument also contains wood that was used to box electronic goods to stop them getting damaged.
16-year-old Brandon Cobone is explaining his ingenious recycled instrument that sounds just like the real thing. Brandon is a member of the 30-strong Recycled Instruments Orchestra of Cateura, almost exclusively comprised of teenagers from the humble local area, often excluded from mainstream Paraguayan society. He started off learning the guitar before hearing about their orchestra and deciding to give it a go. He's now a classical music convert.
What do your mates say?
Mis amigos me dicen, tan loco que es una orquesta, no acá la orquesta.
My friend said it's crazy that there's an orchestra. Here in Paraguay, the arts aren't valued. I don't care, I tell them. I just want to play music.
Formed in 2007, the orchestra is the brainchild of Fabio Chavez, an environmental technician who got to know the community when working on a project at the rubbish dump that continues to employ most of the orchestra members' families. Fabio has directed an orchestra in his hometown of Caparegua since he was just 13. When he brought them to Cateura for a concert, local parents asked if he could do the same with their children. Wednesday afternoon and school is out. Time for the orchestra members to head home for a quick lunch, then back out for a weekly group practice. Orchestra director Fabio helps the musicians tune up and gently gives one or two slouchers a telling off. Earlier, he had explained the thinking behind the recycled instruments idea.
Y nosotros necesitamos instrumentos musicales para todos los niños que no tengan un valor que les signifique un compromiso a los niños.
We needed instruments for all the children that were not worth a lot of money, because that would put them in a difficult situation. Often a house is worth less than a conventional violin, so it was impossible to give a child an instrument that might cause problems. It could be lost, stolen, or misplaced. Or it could be pawned or sold. On the other hand, recycled instruments aren't worth anything, and you can't sell them. The instrument is only worth something to the child playing it. Yet orchestra members can still learn how to play music.
Fabio stresses that the orchestra is a social project that simply uses music. The real aim is to help children break free of their difficult circumstances and start thinking differently. There's no denying that the area around Cateura is desperately poor. Houses are mere shacks constructed with materials fished out of the dump. Chickens wander around the discarded rubbish that is everywhere. Jorge Rios used to work at the dump full-time, but says he's luckily found other work sewing clothes. He still heads there once a week to sift through the refuse, however. His two daughters, 14-year-old Ada and Noelia, a year younger, have been playing in the orchestra for the last couple of years.
Jorge, so where are we going now? We're just walking along this path beside the river. Can you tell me where we're heading?
Bueno, ahora estamos caminando por un arroyo.
So now we're walking beside a seriously contaminated river. We're headed towards the rubbish dump to see what it's like for the people who work there.
So how exactly do you use the bits and pieces that come from the rubbish dump we're about to arrive at?
Los productos que vienen de diferentes partes, diferentes ciudades.
Rubbish comes from all over the place, from different cities, and it's dumped here. In the dump, workers recycle and sort everything into organic and non-organic piles, so glass is piled together, metal is processed, whether deodorant cans or beer cans, and then it's sold per kilo. The people live from this and make their daily wage from it. They can scrape by and put a meal on the table.
Arriving at the dump, loaded trucks race past and workers head to the site, faces wrapped in clothes to protect from the stench and intense tropical sun. Back at the orchestra practice, Fabio points out the instruments, including a saxophone made from old piping, whose keys are colourful bottle caps and coins.
The instruments are made from what workers collect from the dump, mainly metal and mainly from cans, because we've worked out this gives the best sound.
The orchestra has begun to catch the world's imagination. A US documentary is due out later this year, while invitations to play at concert halls and festivals around the world are projecting the small landlocked South American nation and the people of Cateura into the limelight. Among the orchestra members who have recently returned from a trip to Amsterdam is Jorge Rios's daughter, Ada.
Mi instrumento es el violín.
My instrument is the violin. The front part is an old paint can, and the back is a metal bowl for making bread. The tailpiece is made with a fork.
Tell me a bit about some of the travels you've been able to do with the orchestra.
Con la orquesta ya viajé a cuatro países.
I've been to four countries with the orchestra. I've already travelled to Brazil, Colombia, Panama, and recently Holland. I have great memories from all four places, as they have such incredible cultures, and it was a fantastic experience. I'll never forget it, because I never thought I'd leave my neighbourhood, let alone the country.
Her father is rightly beaming.
Yo me siento realmente satisfecho y orgulloso.
I'm really happy and proud that a child, not just my daughter, has the chance to discover amazing places in Europe and the Americas and discover new cultures. It all helps to expand their minds.
Ada says she loves classical music and composers such as Beethoven and Vivaldi, and she wouldn't change her instrument for the world. Cello player Brandon, meanwhile, dreams of leading an orchestra one day. Both can see themselves as professional musicians. So, does Ada think it will be easy?
I don't think it's easy to be a musician anywhere in the world, but it can be achieved. Nothing is impossible, so I don't think it's that hard.
That was reporter Ed Stocker with the Recycled Instruments Orchestra of Paraguay. Their instruments may be made of rubbish, but their playing's rather wonderful, isn't it? Which is quite the opposite of me. I've got a proper violin at home, but it's my playing that's rubbish.